This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. As the conflict continues between Iran and Israel, the two countries traded fresh missile strikes overnight. Israeli military claimed that it conducted a new wave of airstrikes on Iran in the early hours soon after intercepting a missile fired from Iran. It targeted military infrastructure sites in Iran's Kerman Shah province, striking surface-to-surface missile launch and storage facilities. More than 15 warplanes participated in the operation. Iran has also sent waves of missiles and drones into Israel, with blasts heard in multiple cities. Earlier, Iran's parliament unanimously approved a proposal to close the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most critical oil and gas shipping routes, in direct retaliation for U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. However, the final move awaits approval from Iran's Supreme National Security Council. Meanwhile, U.S. military officials have placed forces across the region on heightened alert. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump has hinted at the possibility of regime change in Iran. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an impassioned plea for peace during an emergency special session of the Security Council at UN headquarters in New York last night. Our West Asia correspondent has filed this report.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in the Russian capital for high-stakes talks with Russia's top leadership. As a long-standing ally of Iran and a significant power in the region, Russia is viewed as a potential mediator in this deepening crisis. The discussions are expected to concentrate on de-escalation strategies, broader regional security concerns, and exploring any viable diplomatic pathways to resolve the ongoing hostilities. While Russian officials have indicated their readiness to play a constructive role in facilitating peace, the path forward remains highly uncertain. The international community, including the United Nations and other key global powers, continues to closely monitor the volatile situation, issuing urgent calls for restraint and dialogue from all parties involved. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh released a book titled Wings to Our Hopes, Volume 2 in New Delhi this evening. This book contains the speeches delivered by President Draupadi Murmu between the period of August 2023 to July 2024. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav and Minister of State Dr. L. Murugan also attended the function. Speaking on this occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the book will inspire the people to work towards achieving the goals of Viksit Bharat.
राष्ट्रपति जी की पुस्तक आशाओं की उड़ान विंग्स ऑफ होप उनके 51 भाषणों का यह संकलन है जो उन्होंने समय समय पर राष्ट्र के नाम संदेश से लेकर विश्वविद्यालयों के दीक्षांत भाषण नवाचार देश के विकास में नारी शक्ति का योगदान हमारी सांस्कृतिक विरासत और समानता की भावना पर दिए हैं मैंने पुस्तक को सभी नजर से देखा मैं ये कह सकता हूं कि इस पुस्तक में संकलित सभी लेख 2047 के विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य प्राप्ति के साधन है यानी विकसित भारत साध्य है और यह किताब उसका
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the 47th annual general meeting of the Prime Minister's Museum and Library Society in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnav, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Dharmendra Pradhan among others. Pradhan Mantri Sangrahalaya was inaugurated by Prime Minister Modi in 2022. The Election Commission has declared the results of the by-elections held in 5 assembly constituencies across 4 states following the completion of counting of votes. In Gujarat, BJP's Rajendra Kumar Daneshwar Chawra won the assembly by-poll in Kari constituency. Aam Aadmi Party candidate Itania Gopal registered victory in Visabdar constituency. Aam Aadmi Party's Sanjeev Arora bagged the Ludhiana West assembly seat in Punjab. In Kerala, Congress candidate Aryadan Shaukat registered a resounding victory in Nilambur assembly constituency. In West Bengal, Trinamool Congress candidate Alifa Ahmed won from the Kaliganj assembly seat. Crude oil prices rose around 1% in intraday trade today after Iran threatened to shut Strait of Hormuz, through which around 20% of global crude supply flows. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended over 0.5% down amid weak global cues. In Anderson, Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, India were 153 for 3 against host England at lunch in the second innings on day 4 of the first test at Headingley in Leeds. The visitors have taken a lead of 159 runs after resuming the second innings at 90 for 2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.